Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 96 of Ninjas and Super Spies, which introduces us to Mien Chuan, Cotton Fist Kung Fu. The short description of Cotton Fist Kung Fu is that it is evil Aikido. It is limited to unprincipled, anarchist, and dishonorable alignments. It is an internal, circular, and deflecting style, we learn. Involves, you know, redirecting your opponent's force, that sort of thing. It provides chi training, so this is one of the spooky supernatural martial arts. However, the book informs us, unlike those forms, Mien Chuan ignores the concepts of fair play and honor to concentrate on the all-important dictates of victory. So there's something dishonorable and evil about this style, but I wasn't quite sure what it was as I was making my first pass at this. I looked through the stats, and it looks an awful lot like Aikido. It gives you chi mastery, same. Gives you, you know, defenses. It's got an automatic dodge. We talked about how powerful that can be when we talked about drunken style. Gives you circular parry. And as it says here in the introduction, a master will approach any combat encounter cautiously, carefully evaluating the enemy's technique. Other martial artists, especially those who use a lot of kicking attacks, the Mien Chuan master will keep to constant sequence of automatic dodges and circular parries and strike out with hand strikes when it's safe to do so. So these aren't like guys who pick fights. I wasn't really seeing the evil here. They learned body hardening exercises. That just gives you more SDC. Nothing evil about that. In terms of their activities, it says, students do not choose to study Mien Chuan. Instead, the masters choose the students. They prefer youths who are purely self-centered and who can be enticed by promises of power and profit. A master will always keep at least 4 apprentices around as servants. Which sounds kind of sinister, but there's nothing inherently wrong with bringing on apprentices, right? The key, though, the Rosetta Stone here that allowed me to understand what's going on with Mien Chuan and what is dishonorable and dishonest about it, is the attacks per melee. 1. You only get 1 attack per melee when you're in Mien Chuan, and you don't get another one for a long time. Remember, at the very beginning of this book, they told us that, like, after years of play, most characters maybe barely get to level 9. A Mien Chuan master doesn't get any more attacks per melee until level 6. So, over the first 2/3 of playing this character, you only get 1 attack per melee. It takes 1 attack per melee to activate your auto dodge. So, when the introduction says that the master will evaluate the opponent, keeping up an auto dodge or a circular parry, and then strike out with hand strikes when it's safe. It's not safe until 6th level. You cannot dodge and attack with this style in the same turn for like the first 2/3 of the campaign. The action economy is fucked. And that's why this entire martial art is an action economy pyramid scheme. There's a reason that these guys travel around with, like, every Mien Chuan master has 4 impressionable young Mien Chuan guys who want to be the Mien Chuan master. This is Kung Fu Amway. This is one dude who knows what's up, who has recruited 4 suckers to follow him around in less cool robes and do his actions for him. Because he knows he can't pay the action cost to keep himself alive and hit people. He needs to focus on keeping himself alive with his 1 action per turn. And then having these 4 chuckle fucks who think that, you know, any day now they're going to get 4 stooges of their own. He's got to have them out there doing the palm strikes and the chi-powered fist thrusts and all that stuff that this style teaches. This actually is a lot more satisfying to me than a dark version of Aikido that is all about, like, evil, like, we have the metalist chi of all and we will kill you with our radiant red-black energy. It's much like, what is the dark version of spiritual enlightenment, like redirecting your foe? It is definitely this kind of like vacuous self-help. Like, obviously I have my life together. Look how fancy my robes are. For a small fee and an agreement to do an unpaid internship with me in my spiritual growth industry that I'm a part of, then one day you can be the master and take control of your life. And, until then, Just go kick that guy. I could kick that guy, but how are you going to build character from me kicking that guy? You go kick that guy. I'm going to be over here dodging. While I am personally thrilled that this game offers the prospect of fighting Kung Fu Tony Robbins, from a pure mechanical perspective, I do have to say that giving auto dodge to a style with only 1 attack per melee so that you can dodge and never do anything else is the dumbest thing on this page. Join me next time for Monkeys on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.